From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
An Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Here with Carlene Lauer, flown in from Dallas, Texas, by her employer, PPG Pittsburgh Paints, for the sole purpose of talking to you, the Arizona homeowner, about color selection and the world of color and the difference it can make in your life. We've got some callers that have been very patient and on hold, Carlene. I'm going to take a couple calls, and then when we get back, I want to talk about that Frank Lloyd Wright color selection you've got.
Before we do that, can I ask a question?
Yes.
All right.
Wait, no.
Julia?
Yeah. Personal questions are asked off air afterwards.
Dang it. Well, how about if a caller called in?
Oh.
Does that count?
You're speaking for somebody else. Okay.
I'll pretend to. Nah, just kidding. We have a gentleman that wanted to know about choosing color under an LED light.
Well, LED light is the purest color light source there is. It's what jewelry stores use when they're showing their flashy diamonds and all those kinds of things. So yes, it's a perfect light. There's just not that many people that have them around, so it's a good question.
That was a good question.
Now can we go on?
Now we can go on.
Where are we going?
Where were we going?
The callers.
Callers, yes. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Jim and Prescott, welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
We're listening.
I have a composition wood deck, and when they installed it, it was not the color my wife wanted. So I checked to see about painting the composition deck, and the rep I talked to says you can go ahead and paint it, providing you use a good primer. Well, of course, the painter didn't use a primer. Okay, so I've got paint just peeling off this deck something furiously.
Yeah. A good strong pressure wash hopefully will get most of it off. That is a vinyl-based plastic product. I'm gonna tell you, getting anything to stick on it long-term outdoors in Arizona could be a challenge.
That's right. I would say go to the PPG paint store. We have so many products. We make the coating that goes onto the Stealth Bomber. So if we can make the coating for the Stealth Bomber, we can probably find the right product for you to put onto your deck. It might not be just a regular paint. It might be something like, we have some products called Breakthrough, which actually adhere to anything, and it's just amazing new product, and it truly is a breakthrough in the industry. But you might be able to use something like that on your deck.
Now that leads to a question that every Saturday before the broadcast, Arizona Republic, or the biggest newspaper in Arizona, publishes an article and talks about what we're talking about today. So we get a lot of questions up ahead of time. One of the most common questions we got was paint and primer. When they try and combine it and they try and sell you this painting that has the primer based, is that a quality product, or do you still need the primer and the paint?
Well, I'm a color girl, I'm the color person, so I'm not the product person, but what I can tell you is paint and primer in one is a little bit of a misnomer. You can do that if you want, if you feel like you really need it, but you can just paint your walls you want to with one coat of just a lighter color. It doesn't necessarily have to be a primer. It could just be any kind of acrylic, depending on if you're going from, say, lime green, dark chartreuse walls to cream. You probably do need to put a layer of something in between there, but it's really all about just the number of coats, so it's a little bit of a misnomer.
Now, I know this is another product-type question, but we get this all the time, is can I do this paint that they advertise as a lifetime paint, as you'll never have to paint your house again? One of the biggest reasons not to is for the color, because if you're ever going to sell it and the new homeowner wants to change it, you can't just apply a new acrylic over it. And what are the chances you're going to want that same color the rest of your life?
Well, I don't really know. Lifetime color is just color, but sun fades. I mean, there's no way in the Arizona desert, especially yellows and greens and reds, they won't fade. It's an impossible. Science cannot be that good.
There you go. All right, let's get to the callers.
Dawn, calling from Avondale. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for your patience.
I have a, I just bought a 74 mobile home in California. The elevation's between 3,500 feet high, and we do get snow up there. But I'm looking for some kind of paint that's going to keep the walls insulated on the outside.
And Dawn, when you say 74, is that a 1974 model?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So in 1974, the exterior siding for a mobile home could have either been a backer board or an aluminum. What are we dealing with, wood or aluminum siding?
It's wood.
It's wood. Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
We're actually thinking about stuccoing it, but it doesn't really go with the landscaping and, you know, the area, so I think it'd look kind of out of place if we stuccoed.
Okay. Well, the fact that it's a wood product, you're going to do it as you would any wood, okay? You're going to prep it well. You're going to power wash it. You're going to get off any loose material that's on there now. You're going to pull any of the sagging or crack caulking that's off where the windowsills are and the door jams and all of that. Get it nice and clean. Re-caulk it. And then use a good 100% exterior acrylic paint. No elastomeric, nothing that says it's lifetime, no rubber-based product, just a 100% acrylic exterior paint is going to be the best product you can use. Get it painted, get it caulked, you'll get set up, 74 trailer home, 3,500 feet in California. I'm picturing a pretty little setting right there. That looks pretty. That looks nice. I can see it right now.
That is. And she started the question by saying an insulating. You had mentioned earlier each coat of paint's 3 mils. Paint is not an insulator. You just need to get that out of your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
The companies that are coming out that are promoting that and selling that and spending a lot of money trying to brainwash you into thinking that paint's an insulator is just not true.
Wood is a natural insulator, and the only thing I could recommend is to, you know, if you want to reclad the exterior with a new type product, but just wood is in and of itself. I don't know how thick the wood is that they put on the exterior.
It's
just a thicker cladding or another layer of cladding is the only way to insulate it.
Yeah, dealing with the insulation of that house is going to be a much different situation than painting. Get it painted, and then we'll start worrying about the insulation by loaning you a little infrared gun that you can go around the inside of the house and shoot and start talking about.
So, you are a color girl. We have a color question
okay.
for you. Dave, welcome
Thank
to the program.
Goodness.
You're done with the product questions.
Hallelujah.
Hello, Dave.
Good morning. What I've got is I'm trying to get my office straightened around in my shop and make it look a little bit more than what a typical office looks like. So anyways, it's got a pretty high ceiling because it's actually a storefront or a store. So I painted the bottom 3 or 4 feet with a real dark chocolate brown, this color I like a lot, and it's kind of earthy. And so I start off with the top being a yellow, and everybody teased me about being a fudgesicle. So, you know, that banana fudgesicle thing. So then my mother decided to get involved, and she came in and painted a color she thought was perfect, and it makes me want to throw up. Thank God she's out of town for the weekend, so she's not hearing this.
The color sense game could have come in handy.
So anyways, you know, the floor, I've done some hardwood around the perimeter. I put a dark green in the middle, and then my guy teased me about that. Somebody put a note on the floor that said, you know, Mrs. White did it in the study. And so I'm catching a lot of grief for this office, and it's been a project for several months. So I'm wondering if you could give me a color on the top side that will help me out a little bit and let me finish this thing.
Well, what I would say to you is it sounds like you've been listening to everybody else but yourself. And so if you really, really love that chocolate and that's something you really like, then that tells me you just need to find a color that would just maybe be shades lighter than that chocolate. We have some great colors like armadillo. It's just a nice beige color but it's got enough. It's what is so funny.
Most armadillos in our past are
upside down
and smushed.
Oh, well, so are ours.
They're very The roadways in Louisiana have not fared well for the armadillo population.
Not,
so
not
I can just picture Rosie picturing squished armadillo.
Now, I've never heard that color. I've never heard that name before. Now, don't we need to know more about what he's doing on the inside of this space?
Well, he's got wood floor. Yeah, of course we do. But he wants to know what to put in an office. So I still think it needs to be something masculine. You know, take the yellows, take the pinks, take the... You could put a red in there if you want to, but I think that with a high ceiling, you probably don't want to. You want to be continuous with the color all the way up. So from a wainscoting above, you probably want to go with something in a mid-tone, not in a light tone, but it would be a mid-tone neutral. And you could go with. There's a lot of different colors. If you wanted to do a green, since you have a green band. But just do a mid-tone green. But you've already tried that and didn't love it, so...
Through the course of this hour, you've mentioned two things. One, when we started talking about the color game, it's called...
That's color what, the Color Sense Game.
Color Sense Game. When we first talked about it, it said it takes out the mother-in-law. And that was the first thing Dave said is his mother-in-law picked out a color he hated.
Right.
And then you said later to Dave that you're listening to everyone but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Color Sense Game is his answer.
Oh, definitely.
Right now.
And there's a neutral base. Like if you come up, say you come up on the sunny side, if you chose that yellow originally, if you chose that, you might come out on the yellow side. But there's a neutral color on every one of those Harmony Decks colors that you can do. And we've also expanded our Harmony to include all the colors that are, we feel like, key colors to create that scheme, not just those strip colors that create the space, but they're also colors that we think are key to that personality. So it might just be something that you would play and you would find a color off of that. We have
the website.
The website is voiceofcolor.com.
Okay.
We also have a section in there called Neutral Territories, and you might look at that and you'll find that perfect color. I will tell you the trending colors right now is everything has a little bit of gray to it. It's a little bit muted. So if you really want to be on point, maybe choose something with a little bit of a gray cast to the brown that would work great with your chocolate.
What's this Frank Lloyd Wright brochure in front of you?
Well, we're really excited about this. We actually got involved with Frank Lloyd Wright and Falling Water a few years ago. They tested 260 different paint systems because of the harsh weather conditions that Falling Water in Pennsylvania sets on. The colors, the museum archival quality that they had to maintain, no off-gassing, zero VOC. We were the only paint company that actually passed the test, so we got to do Falling Water.
Then nice.
They came to us a few years back and said we wanted to do Taliesin West. So we got to be...
And we're going to hear the rest of that story right after this. Is it true that one of y'all's biggest paint stores is at Orlando, Disney World?
Yes, it is.
Disneyland, Disney World is all PPG Pittsburgh paints.
And they paint it everywhere.
And they paint it everywhere, every day. One of the biggest paint stores in PPG's inventory is Disneyland. They have their own paint store. When we get back, we'll be wrapping up on the topic of color with Carlene Lauer, the queen of color for PPG Paints, everywhere west of the Mississippi River when we get back.
From Crawl.